Hello, I'm Mark Lawson Kent. I'm the president of Paynham RSL, which is on Paynham Road. I served in the British Army for 22 years and also posted on a smaller convent to 1RER in 1995, which I was in Townsville. I also did Kangaroo 95 with 1RER.
Mark, before we go into details about the Paynham RSL, where did you serve with those British forces?
I served throughout the world. I did 9 tours, for example, of Northern Ireland. I worked in the Falklands, Kosovo. We also went into areas such as Belize, Kenya, Cyprus. When we were in Cyprus, we were attacked by the PLO. I've also served throughout Europe, obviously Australia, and many other small countries, such as Dia Garcia in the Indian Ocean.
You mentioned Northern Ireland there. 9 tours you did of Northern Ireland.
Yeah, the tours range from anything from 3 months to 3 years. And most of the time I spent in East Tyrone, areas such as Dungannon, Cappagh, Galbally, Pomeroy, and also South Armagh, such as Newton Hamilton, Newry, Crossmaglen, Forkhill. I did a lot of surveillance out there, and also just normal patrolling and helping other units.
The Irish situation was a huge problem for the UK. I understand that you weren't allowed to wear your uniform anywhere in the UK.
Correct. For an example, I was stationed a number of times with the reserves, or in England they're called territorial armies, and I had to wear civilian clothes constantly, and sometimes when the threat was high, you'd have a 9mm pistol with you within the army barracks or the small reserve centres that we had.
And what was the reason for that?
It's for your own protection, because on a number of occasions, unfortunately, the IRA did operations and, unfortunately, members of the British Army were killed.
It sort of meant that you were never safe, not only when you're in Northern Ireland itself, but when you were back in England.
Yeah, that's correct. You just had to be yourself, being very aware of the circumstances you put yourself into. I served for 22 years, and before I joined the British Army, I served in the Territorial Army for approximately 18 months.
So you must have been quite young when you joined up.
I was. I was just under 16 and a half. My dad refused me to join the Army until I was 18, so he made me join the TA, as he also served in the end of the Second World War and also in the Berlin blockade at the time. So he would not let me join until I was 18.
And how did we end up having you here in Australia, Mark?
Well, I did a posting with the Australian Army. I then met someone. Unfortunately, we separated, and that's how I ended up in Australia after my 22 years. I retired when I was 40, then moved out to Australia. Before I left the Army, I did some research and thinking I need to get myself set up before I leave the Army, which approximately 6 years before I left the Army, I started studying at Sunderland University to become an arborist, which is open university. I then got myself a position as a senior permanent staff instructor with the Territorial Army for the last 3 years, which then helped me come out of the military and settle into civilian street. Once I got into Australia, how I got into jobs, I rang up a number of companies and asked if I could get a job, which I did. I then got a job with the City of West Torrens Council, and then I set up my own small business, and now my small little business employs 9 people, and this is called the Professional Tree Services, or PTS. And if there's ever any ex-military out there, I'm more than happy to give you a large discount.
You go from one dangerous job to another, Mark. I've seen the size of some of those trees that you removed. They're enormous.
Yeah, they are, but I'm only as good as my staff, and I've got some phenomenal staff, such as Stefan, Jack O'Brien, Maxwell Steele. They're phenomenal people that work for me.
Now, Mark, let's have a talk about Paynham RSL. How did you get to be roped into being president of Paynham RSL?
Well, I'll start out with my wife and I, we only live not too far from here. We were going out into the town for a meal, and we decided to get the bus in for once. And we noticed the bus was going to be 30 minutes. So I turned around and I noticed the RSL was there. So Sarah and I walked in. And then I thought, oh, yeah, this is good. It's close to home. And I just started coming and coming and coming. Then eventually there's a slight change of management and there was no vice president position. So I volunteered for that. I did 2 years as vice president. Then the prisoner was in time, didn't wish to stand. Therefore, our secretary, Ross, he persuaded me, bent my arm, and got me to be the president of Paynham RSL. And since the last 3 years, the RSL have had a number of grants. We've got all new furnishings. We had a huge pergola placed on the back, which is now concreted. I applied for a grant recently, and we're now going to have a huge playground equipment with cubby houses, swings, climbing frame, a couple of boats for kids, because we've got about, I believe, about 8 to 10 children in the club with young parents, ex-servicemen. And so this club is going places, and I think we will take it further and further, and this club will survive. We've got approximately 185 members, and I believe we've got more service members than affiliate members at this present time.
And a lot of those members, those service members, are younger veterans.
Yes, we've got a number of veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq. We've also got a phenomenal advocacy service, which is run by Scott and Ray. So any soldiers out there that have any issues from PTSD or any other injuries, please get in touch. Also, any ladies that think, I'm not going to come because I don't want to speak to a male, we have now also got a lady here, Karen, who can help. So any ladies out there, please get in touch with the RSL and speak to Karen.
That's great. It's good to hear that the women are being involved and welcomed, Mark, because for quite a while there, we weren't welcomed in RSLs. We were regarded as part of the ladies' auxiliary. And yet a lot of us are ex-service ourselves, and being invited to join the ladies' auxiliary was rather embarrassing, really. But thank goodness that situation is now changing.
Well, that's a shame, because I believe every person should be welcome in the RSL, and we welcome any person coming into this RSL. Within the last 18 months, we've had at least 35 members join, and unfortunately, some of our older members have passed away, but younger members are exceeding them, which is great. So that just goes to prove we're doing the right thing, and this RSL's going in the right direction.
And you're probably attracting those younger members because you're actually offering things here in the Paynham RSL. It isn't just to come and stand at the bar and have a drink. Tell us about the sort of things that you're offering.
Yeah, we've had ladies' groups in here. Also, we've got a gun club, camera club. We've got dancing clubs. We've got karate, sort of self-defence clubs in here. We have coffee mornings. We've had a number of organisations come in here to use the facilities, and it's open for everyone.
And let's talk about the facilities. You've got ample off-street parking. You're located centrally on Paynham Road, opposite the Marden Shopping Centre, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. Or another way to find us easily, where the KFC is, we're sort of between the KFC and Marden Shops on the opposite side of the road, 360 Paynham Road, Paynham.
You also hold quiz nights that seem to be really, really popular. You raise a lot of money for the RSL from that. But in order to do that, you get a lot of community support from around about.
Yeah, we had last year's community donated a huge amount of things. For example, Paynham Still give us a blower, Tree Care Machinery give us a chainsaw, Vimeo, which is a chipper dealership, they supplied us with items. We also were given from Stan, who works at Rossdale Homes. He has a winery, or dealt with a winery, so Echidna Wines supplied us with a huge amount of wine. And other people also supplied us. We had fridges, we had food from modern shops, picture frames, hairdressers give us information. It was phenomenal. We raised $6,500 for the club, and the 1st of September this year, we will be doing the same.
Remind us again closer to the 1st of September, and we'll remind listeners about it. How many are you expecting to your quiz night?
Last year we had 85, and it was phenomenal. People had a great time. We asked them to bring their own little snacks and things of that nature, and it was just phenomenal in this hall here.
You mentioned you have a very good advocacy team. How much are they getting called on?
Oh, it's phenomenal. Scott started it, then we have another man called Ray. He's sort of taken over. They've done, I would believe they've had hundreds of cases, hundreds. I think it's great that someone out there is doing it. We've also had Karen join the crew, and it's great because now we can give everyone 100% coverage, female or male. If a male doesn't want to speak to a male, he can speak to the female. Again, if the female has issues or had issues, which I hope they haven't, and she doesn't feel comfortable speaking with Ray or Scott, we've got Karen, and she's a lovely, lovely lady. She's ex-service as well.
It sounds as though the Panama RSL has got it all covered, and you're looking forward into the future. Any big plans for the future?
Yes, we have. Obviously, we'll be still applying for grants. Like, as I said, we just got a $12,000 grant to build a phenomenal playground equipment because we are getting more and more younger people in here. We're also applying for other grants. We've also do on a week, on the last Sunday of the month, we have a roast and sometimes we have a karaoke in here and things of that nature. We are also trying to have a big opening, which we haven't decided on the date yet because we had a huge pergola built outside. And once the playground's in there, we'll have the opening. The playground area is 100% sealed, so no children can escape, which I think is very important.
Important because you're close to a main road, and yet there's security. You've got the car park out the back, so the cars are secure, and the children are secure in a lovely playground. Well done, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Mark, it's been great having you here to talk with us today. Let's catch up again in a month or so time, near enough to that 1st of September grand opening.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. As I said, the RSL is there, open for everyone, and everyone is welcome. We do not hold grudges. It's open for non-servicemen and all the local communities. Anyone can come here.